Welcome into the Gatorade one-on-one presented by Gatorade. We're with Eagles linebacker Najee Good. And Najee, you know, Chip Kelly has talked about for you and a few other guys like you who joined the Eagles during the season last year, how much a difference it makes for you to have the full offseason to train with the team, to learn all the basics of the offense or defense for you. How has it been for you in training camp? How far have you come since last season?
It's been a huge help, just the fact that I've been able to spend time in OTAs and, you know, off-season workouts to, you know, familiarize myself with the guys that we got here. Last year was kind of like being thrown in the mix and, you know, sink or swim. And this year has been more so developing what the guys got around me, knowing their strengths and weaknesses and knowing what we got to work on to make each other better. And it's been going pretty good.
You worked a little bit with the first team last week against the Patriots, rotating with D'Amico and a couple of guys. How did that go for you?
I felt pretty good. To play the Mike position, to, you know, get out there and be with my teammates like Malcolm Jenkins, you know, some of the older DBs, and Mike, you know, played with Mike before, and just to play with those guys and really, you know, let them know that I'm here to do the same thing he's doing as far as setting the tempo, calling out the signals and calling the plays.
So how did that go for you, calling the plays? Was that an added responsibility? Did you do that in the game you started last year?
No, not really last year. Last year, right, was kind of reading, right, reacting, get to the ball. But this year, you know, it's been doing it in practice, you know, and had the opportunity to do it against New England. And it was pretty fluent, pretty smooth, you know, just work on individual things as far as technique-wise. But, you know, those things will come with more practice and, you know, more film and getting prepared for each opponent. But overall, you know, it was pretty good. The guys that I were in with, you know, we didn't have any confusion. We didn't have any slightest step. So,
was that the first time you've called the plays on defense since college, I assume?
Yeah, really, you know, just having the call come down from the coaches, you know, really just the main focus as far as actually making the signals and what we got to do. Yeah, it's been a while, so yeah.
So how did that go for you? How did it feel?
I felt pretty good. It felt pretty good just to be out there, you know, playing against the, you know, the greats, like especially guys against like Tom Brady, mm-hmm, and you know, all those guys like that. You know, it's kind of like you got to rise to the level of your occasion, you know. And it was just a great opportunity to do that, and you know, show the coaches that I'm able to do that, and press upon the, you know, the topic more as we get into the season and practice and more practice, you know, to make them feel comfortable that I'm able to do that.
The big story coming out of that game was all the penalties and the way they're calling things on defense.
Yeah. Yeah,
how
definitely.
Much have you guys talked about that as a group, and what can you do differently, I guess, to keep the flags in their pockets?
You know, the one main thing we notice as a defense is, you know, the refs, you know, no matter what the situation is, you know, if it looks like it, then, you know, they're going to call it. And as a defense, the great thing that we got as a defensive unit is that we understand that, and older guys like D'Amico and Malcolm Jenkins and those guys, they talk to us and they tell us, you know, so we can tell other guys that, you know, the game, the football is going to be football, and calls are going to be what they are. So we got to adjust our game, and like they lowered the, you know, they changed the rule as far as the hitting and the strike zone. And, you know, we was able to change that last year. And this year, you know, they're going to change the rule as far as, you know, grabbing and holding and like various things as far as, you know, illegal touching and stuff like that. So that's just something that we got to adapt to as a unit, you know, move our feet better, you know, run a little bit better. And we work on it every day with practice, especially against Coach Kelly with the things that he does.
Right. I know you've been asked about this before, but you and your father are the first tandem,
yeah,
father-son who have played for the Eagles. Your father, John, was a tight end for the Eagles in the 80s.
Yeah.
Him in his prime running routes against you in your prime.
Lockdown.
Who wins?
Lockdown. My dad liked to talk crap. He was a physical tight end, and the good thing about it is, like, I like playing against physical tight ends because you get to hit them and knock them out. You get to test them, man.
Right.
My dad in his prime, you know, I'm going to tell my son the same thing. He ain't going to never be able to beat me, but, you know, I would have got him. Yeah, that's my supreme confidence. I would have got him.
And you do have the one thing over him, don't you?
Touchdown.
That's right.
Yeah, got a touchdown. He talk about it every day. He actually got that ball, so it kind of our touchdown, but it's really mine.
All right, now you're good for the Gatorade one-on-one. Let's give us a second here.
Man, open it up.
Oh, that's good.
Good Gatorade.
There we go. Now you're good.